My story is about crossing the path of justice and the fish. The fish and I grew up together on the shore, hung out a lot. We drove around a lot, went to the beach a lot, and played tons of basketball. The fish thought he was the next Michael Jordan. That's all I would hear. I'm great. Also looking for girls. Little did I know my senior year that the girl I was dating and went to my senior prom happened to live next door to the fish, so I would take her home and he would take her out. But anyway, the fish wasn't an angler. He wasn't a swimmer. He got his name because he ate those freaky bags of goldfish crackers all the time. And I can remember at our college parties him eating bags of them as he mixed gallons of Hawaiian punch in with grain alcohol to make our strange brew. And half of the bags of goldfish ended up in the brew. But anyway, that has nothing to do with justice. My car's in the shop, and I'm driving through North Guilford. I'm going up to UConn to visit my son. I got a loaner car. It's a really nice Chevy Camaro. And I'm booking. I'm going north, a beautiful lake up there. I got the lead out. I got Led Zeppelin on. And I look in the rearview mirror, and there's a squad car. So I figure he's going to get the guy who just passed me. So I keep going, and next thing I know, the lights are going, the flashing. So I pull over. He comes up to me, and he goes, "You know what you did?" And I go, "Not really." He goes, "Take a guess." I go, "Well, it's a rental car. Maybe there's no license plate." So he goes, "No, guess again." I go, "It's a loaner car. Maybe the back lights are out." He goes, "No, you're doing 65 in a 30-mile zone." And I go, "What? Speeding? No way." So he goes, "See you in court." He gives me a summons. So I go to court, wait for my turn, get my name called, go up. Prosecutor said, "Speeding, guilty or not guilty?" And I said, "I'm not guilty." So she said, "Okay, court date, come back." So I go home, I come back a couple weeks later. Now I'm prepared. I took pictures of the road, I got maps, I got this poster board with Route 79, I got little matchbox car, little squad car, little policeman next to my car. I mean, I'm ready. So the prosecutor goes, "What do you plead?" I go, "I'm not guilty." And she goes, "Well, it's a $250 fine. He got you for speeding. He got you visually and electronically. He also has you for speeding to get away. So when he put his flashers on." So I said, "That's a lie." And she goes, "Why would a cop lie?" So I go, "Oh shit, you know, this isn't going good." So I said, "What could I do?" And she goes, "Well, you could go to court and you pay all the, you know, all the expenses." So she goes, "But we could drop it to $30 fine, speeding past the posted speed limit, and that's it." So I go, "Okay, guilty." So she goes, "Go see the magistrate." So I go in the office, magistrate's there, it's the fish, my buddy. So I'm like, "I'm not really guilty." So he just sits there, and I'm like looking at him like, "Wink," or "Do something." And he goes, "You can't do that." And I go, "But I'm not guilty. I'm guilty, but I'm really innocent." He goes, "Pay the fine, just leave." So I leave. Anyway, a couple years later, I get a jury duty notice. So I go to court like I'm supposed to. And I'm hoping they don't call my name. So the first, have you ever been to jury duty? I mean, I'm sitting there, and they have a judge come out, ex-judge, and he was funny. He told about your civic responsibilities. And then they showed a movie about the Constitution. I thought that was cool because I was a history teacher. So I was kind of critiquing it. So then I'm sitting there, they call my name. So I said, "Oh no." So me and about 35 other people are brought into the courtroom. So I go in the courtroom and I see a lawyer sitting there at a table and a young African-American guy, a lot of family members, and I'm like, "Oh, please don't be a big case. Please don't just be like pickpocketing or something." So they said, "Everybody get up and rise." The judge comes in. It's the fish. He's a judge now. So I go, "This is great." You know? So anyway, the fish goes, it's a murder charge. The guy shot somebody, whatever. So I'm like, "Oh no." So then he goes, "Introduce yourself. I'll look at the defendant, introduce yourself, and tell who you are, where you're from." So I do that. And then they go, anybody know any, you know, if you know anything about the case, everybody's like, yeah, I know the defendant. I hung out with him. I went out with his sister, blah, blah. Like 30 people get dismissed. Me and three others are told, okay, go wait in that room because I just keep my mouth shut. So I go in the room and I say to the marshal, I know the judge. I should be dismissed. Okay, come back in. I go back in. I stand in front of the judge. The judge goes, hi, John. I go, hi, judge. And he says, you know, just because we hung out together back in the day and played a lot of hoops together doesn't mean we're the bosom buddies, right? I go, okay, go. You know, so I'm in the room. Meanwhile, two of the other three guys in the room leave. They say, we're not doing this. And I go, but you got to do it. It's your civic responsibility. They just leave. So now I'm sitting there. I get lunch. I come back about 4 hours later. They call my name. Come in the courtroom. I go in the courtroom, go in the witness box, put your hand on the Bible. I swear the defendant's lawyer comes up to me and he goes, can you give my client? No, he says, look at my client. And I go, I'm looking at him. And he goes, look real good. And I go, I'm looking. I could see him. So he goes, could you give him a fair trial? And I say, I think so. And he goes, I didn't ask if you thought so. Can you give him a fair trial? I said, sure, I could give him a fair trial. Then he says, anybody in your family ever been in prison? And I go, like, right now? And and meanwhile, I'm thinking, my dad, all of a sudden from childhood, you know, my dad who was a professional baseball player and a winning coach in the United States, my dad always taught me about, you know, treating people nice. I said, should I tell the lawyer that? But then my dad's nickname was Whitey. So I figured that's not going to go over good, you know, me from the suburbs, the kid. So I said, sure, I could give him a fair trial. So the lawyer says to the judge, enough questions. He sits down. Meanwhile, I could like read his lips. He's saying to the kid, the defendant, there's no way we want this guy. The prosecutor gets up. Can you give him a fair trial? And I say, sure, I can. He said, no more questions. So go ahead, go in the side room, the judge, the fish says. I go in the room. 10 seconds later, there's a knock on the door. And I said, oh, I've been picked. I come out. They go stand in front of the judge. I stand in front of him. And he said, John, I hate to tell you this. I hate to disappoint you, but you've been disqualified. And I'm like, awesome, you know? So I start walking out. He says, go with the marshal. Go out the back door. So I'm going out. Courtroom, you know, there's family members, everybody there. And the fish goes, whoa, hold on, wait a minute. And I go, oh, no, I screwed up or something. And he goes, I want you to tell the court right now, wasn't I the best basketball player back in the day? And I go, am I under oath? Because you suck. And I left.